All right, let's get to it, folks. Get our view from the middle. Get this Wednesday show off and rolling. He's the fine sports journalist for USA Today, online at usatoday.com. If you grab a copy of the paper, check out the red section. On Twitter, it's at George Schroeder. George, how are things?
Things are good. How are you?
All is well. I want to start with this Mount Vernon school board unanimously deciding to hire Art Briles, the former Baylor coach. The announcement came late on a Friday, leading up to a holiday weekend. Unfortunately for them, it did not go unnoticed. So I always like to start with the basics. When you heard this news, what was the George Schroeder reaction?
Well, I was stunned. Because I really truly thought that Art Briles was toxic enough that it was going to be hard for him to get a job in the United States. Certainly, I mean, he couldn't even get one in the Canadian Football League in pro football. And I certainly thought that when it came to jobs tethered to education, college or high school, that he was going to have a hard time getting one. So I was a little bit surprised, or more than a little bit surprised. I was stunned. That was my initial reaction.
And then I, in reading further, you know, I heard it was 3A, and like one reporter wrote, the population of the town is smaller than the incoming class of the freshmen at Baylor. Is there any level of surprise he would take a job at this level, or is this basically, if he ever thinks he could get another substantial job, he really has no choice?
Oh, I think, listen, I don't know if he could ever get another college job, but let's keep in mind, before Art Briles was a, you know, a very, very successful on-the-field college coach, he made his bones as a, you know, one of the best high school coaches in Texas. Stephenville, Texas is where he really, really was successful. So, you know, I guess if he goes back to high school, and it is a smaller class school, but not the smallest, obviously, and if he were to perform well there, then I guess he could probably move up in the high school ranks. I don't think this changes probably whether or not he can be hired in college. I suppose it could, but I don't think it does.
All righty. I agree with that. Talking with George Schroeder, you know, it was just an awful weekend in sports, the passing of Bart Starr, Bill Buckner, a former Duck, two Italia died in a car crash. And then that story about Rod Bramblett and his wife, the voice of Auburn football, sorry. When I was down there for the national title game, crossed paths with he and his analyst, Stan White. And, you know, he didn't know me from Adam. And, you know, he sat and chatted with us for a good 8-10 minutes and super complimentary of Oregon, just a super nice guy. I'm kind of curious what kind of maybe interactions you had over the years.
Not a lot. I mean, we'd met, we'd talked a couple different times, but I didn't know him well. I will say this, I know lots and lots of people who knew him very, very well, who really thought highly of him, and they're obviously, as you can imagine, devastated. And I'll go beyond that. It's one thing for people who knew someone and worked with them to be devastated. You expect that. It's another thing, and I think this goes with the voice of a program, the longtime voice of a program. There are Auburn fans who never met him, probably never been in the same room with him, who are devastated. And the reason is, you think you know him. He becomes part of your family because there's something special about the voice of a team, especially at the college level. And that's what he was. Obviously, he called all three of the major sports, football, men's basketball, and baseball for Auburn. And baseball, he just finished his 25th season, but football and men's basketball since beginning in 2003. And so you've got a generation of Auburn fans who grew up listening to Rod Bramblett the same way a couple of generations now of Oregon fans have grown up listening to Jerry Allen. And it's the soothing voice who's on your side, who, you know, maybe tells it like it is, but he tells it a little bit like how you want it to be, too.
Right.
That's what the purpose of a voice of a team is. And so, you know, it's certainly jarring for all of them and devastating.
Yeah, he's the, or whoever the voice is that one person who is the connection to your program. It's just so, it's just awful. So a little closer to home, the announcement yesterday, after being a critical part of reviving baseball here at Oregon, George Horton and the Ducks have parted ways. They've had a rough couple seasons. Now, you were here when baseball returned in 2009. You know, I don't think you and I have ever even discussed Oregon baseball, but what do you remember from back in 2009 regarding Coach Horton and, you know, the return of Oregon baseball?
Well, first of all, I really hate that it happened. You could sort of see it turning that way, obviously, over the last few years. And so it was not a surprise that they mutually parted ways. But you hate that it happened. I'll tell you this. I was covering the Super Regional when, was it Stony Brook, that had the hit drop in? And the Ducks were one play away from reaching the World Series. And then obviously they were unable to ever get back to that point, and much less to sustain it. But George Horton was the right guy to restart baseball. And getting him to come to the University of Oregon when they were restarting the program. And look, we all understand that they restarted the program and built a sweet ballpark and everything else. They didn't go halfway. But they didn't go halfway in hiring a coach either. And here's the thing. It's one thing to say we're going to go out and pay a bunch of money and hire a great coach, and they did. It's another thing to lure one back to Oregon when it had been, 26, 27 years, whatever it was, since they played baseball?
Yeah.
And so to get George Horton was a coup for Oregon, and he was the right guy at the right time. And I really thought he went about trying to build it the right way. Just for whatever reason, they weren't ever able to sustain it, and then it kind of slid these last few years. So I hate that. And I hate that for him, and I hate that for Oregon baseball and for Oregon. But I got to tell you, I really have a tremendous amount of respect for George Horton.
Yeah, I would say what you just said has been the consensus. I've never heard peep one bad about him. And, you know, I sit in this chair, I talk to a lot of people, and to a person, it's been like, you know, almost painful. It's like, I know it's the right decision, but it's so hard to root against someone who you would just trust and seems to have a good moral compass, heart in the right place, character guy, and all that. It's like gut-wrenchingly you admit it's the right thing, but like you said, you can't help but hate it.
Yeah, no question. I definitely do. And I'll tell you, from his standpoint, I know he's, 66, something like that. His statement didn't read like he plans to just hang him up. I assume he'll have another opportunity at some point if he wants it, because we know the man can coach, and we'll see what happens. Of course, now we're all trying to figure out what's Oregon going to end up doing, and I think that's an interesting thing. It's a decent job. The facilities make it a good job, but we all know sort of the challenges of building a program in the Pacific Northwest, especially given the fact that there's been, you know, a monster built just up the road in Corvallis. So it's an attractive job, but I'll be interested to see just how attractive it is.
Two final thoughts for Mr. Schroeder. The NBA Finals, even though the first NBA game ever was played in Toronto back in 1946, my sophomore year of high school, this is the first time it's hosted an NBA Finals. Are you a big fan of the first-timer, the fresh face, kind of anything to break up the monotony we've seen in recent years?
Yes, and especially if the Raptors could find a way to beat the Warriors. I don't think they're going to. But it'd be great if they could. And I don't have anything against the Warriors, per se, but unlike many of the people in Oklahoma City who have a lot against the Warriors. But I will say this. You do get fatigue when you have one team, one franchise dominating things. So it's kind of cool to see the Raptors get in there. Now let's see what Kawhi and guys can do.
You just hinted that you liked Golden State to win, but do you think this is a tussle? Do you think it's going to be like we were talking yesterday, the gentleman's sweep, or maybe the Raptors get a game? I mean, what's your gut tell you about the competitive nature of this?
I don't have a real good feel one way or the other, but I suspect it's hard to see the Raptors getting more than a game. And it's interesting that to say that when you consider that none of us really knows if KD will play,
right?
If Kevin Durant will even hit the floor. But what we've seen, and these have made them kind of more lovable again, in my mind, the Warriors revert back to playing the way they did before they had Kevin Durant. You know, it's Steph and Clay shooting from long range. Is Draymond Green contributing more on a consistent basis than maybe he has? He's kind of, his role's been subsumed a little bit with KD. And they're more freewheeling in the offense than they are with Kevin Durant. And it's not that they're not better with Kevin Durant. They are, because he's the best player on the floor. But they're more fun to watch, and they're still crazy, crazy good. And maybe even harder to play sometimes when he's not there, as dumb as that sounds.
No, there's a logic to it. And, you know, now we might see a piece of history. It's been the Russell Celtics and the Jordan Bulls. Will we get our third team to pull a three-peat? I'm hoping for the best, but I'm kind of with you. It's like, probably go five. All right.
I think, listen, the bigger question is, will Kevin Durant play, or has he played his final game already? Was it in early May? His final game with the Warriors, and can we go ahead and fast forward to what he's going to do after this? So I hope I'm wrong. I hope it's a great series, and it'd be really fun if the Raptors were to win it, but it's hard to pick that way.
Well, my wife's been put on notice. If it happens, I want a Durant New York Knicks jersey, so I look forward to that.
You don't think he's coming back to the Oklahoma City Thunder?
I really don't, and he's definitely not going back to Seattle. I can guarantee that.
Yeah, no, that's right. He's not going to be a Sonic, and he's not going to be a Thunder either, so there you go.
All right, he's George Schroeder on Twitter, at George Schroeder, doing it for USA Today. Appreciate your flexibility, sir. You have a terrific rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Take it easy.